You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Morning and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on this Tuesday, August the 2nd. Two meetings for you today in Ireland, but we're predominantly going to be concentrating on the 8 race card at Cork, which begins at 5.25. Their feature race of the night comes up in the 7.25, which is a mile listed contest where plenty of fancied horses go to post in that particular race. Ending the night on the 8.55 in a maiden, we're going to take a look at all 8 races for you here at Cork this evening. Beginning, as I said, with the 5.25, where the selection here is De Bossman from the informed Michael O'Callaghan stable. This horse is a massive eye-catcher, first time out in a very hot maiden at Nace when he finished 8th behind Mr. Scarlet from the Sheila Lavery stable. The time of the race is really good, and any horse that ran on pretty strongly in that race obviously has to be upgraded. But this one in particular, even more so, because he was so slowly away. He must have been a good 10 to 15 lengths off the last horse as they flashed past the first furlong. He was still last with 2 furlongs to run, but then he made eye-catching late progress, scything through the field to finish a never nearer 8th. And I'm sure he went down in quite a few punters' notebooks. Unfortunately, he hasn't been missed by the bookmakers this morning. He's around about the 5 to 2, 11 to 4 mark, but he does have quite a bit going for him. Obviously, he's bound to be better over a furlong extra with that run under his belt. And also, he's drawn in stall 14 as well, which is right up against the stand side rail. So plenty in the favour of the boss man here. And he is the choice in the first race.
Race 2.
On to the 5.55 then. Gets a little bit more difficult here. Plenty of fancied horses in this particular race. Not more so than Titmus from the inform Dennis Hogan stable. A good winner at Galway the other day when he beat 2 horses who had previously won there early on in the week in the shape of Cardiel and Beau Satchel. The time he recorded was very good. And he made all the running as well. So if he can get away here, he's got a good chance of repeating that performance. But I do quite like Count of Carabas here from an each way perspective. I think we can get about 14 to 1 for this horse this morning. He's well drawn, that's the first positive to say about his chances. Right up against the stand rail in stall number 16, well certainly that's a theory anyway. And even though he hasn't managed to win on his last couple of starts, he's certainly run more than with a good deal of credit, particularly last time at Nace when he was a never near a 6th. He's run quite well here before, and he's usually fairly reliable enough in these kind of races without being a bit of a win machine. It's just the fact that he's the nice kind of price, and he hopefully he's drawn in the most favourable part of the track, which makes me fancy him here tonight at a decent price.
Race number 3.
Moving on to the 6.25 then, again another 6 furlong handicap. Again, plenty of horses can be given chances here. Future Icon is bound to be popular. She comes here in rattling good form, having run well at Nace several times this season, and indeed last time out behind 3 bells. Just got a sneaky suspicion, however, that maybe Nace, that stiff track, is definitely her bag, and maybe not tonight. So with that in mind, I'll probably just pass her over in favour of track specialist Apache Gold, who's available to back around about 12, 14 to 1 this morning. John Walsh's charge has won here 4 times in 13 runs. And even when he doesn't win here, he often runs up to his very best form, like he did 3 starts ago behind Prince Jock in a very fast time. He didn't run too badly, he certainly wasn't disgraced, only beaten 5 lengths in a much stiffer handicap than this the other day down in Killarney behind Hidden Oasis. But now he returns to the scene of his favourite track, well drawn, with the ground in his favour, just on the easy side of good. Everything looks set fair for another big run here from the track specialist, Apache Gold.
Race 4.
On to the 6.55 then, race 4. It's a 3-year-old handicap. And the one I quite like here is Petticoat Government from the William McCreary stable. She's got winning form on soft ground here at Cork early on in the season. And albeit that was over 5 furlongs and now she's running over 7, she has got plenty of form over tonight's trip, as she's proven in the past. She's a winner at Dundalk on only her 3rd start. And she ran well down in Garran 3 starts ago behind Reckless Endeavour. In that really tough scurry handicap last time out of 6.5, She was right in the thick of the action, finishing sixth of the 19 runners. And given that plenty of horses have come out that race and only advertised the form, I think we've got to get with Petticoat Government here tonight. She's nicely drawn track one. She should go around the inside in the hands of Billy Lee, and hopefully she can record another winter and her name there in the 6:55.
Race 5.
On to the 7:25 then, which is the big race of the night. It's the listed contest. And I'm very much in favour here of Flight Risk from the Jim Balder stable. A model of consistency, if ever there was one. He hardly ever runs a bad race. And even last time out, when he was only 5th of 9 in a group 2 at the Curragh, that still represented a decent standard of form. But you look at the horses he'd been up against this season, the likes of Toscanini, Mobster, Dick Whittington, and One Night I Dreamed as well, 3 starts ago at the Curragh. He likes plenty of cuts in the ground, which he's going to get here tonight. He's won at the track, and he stays a mile. In fact, he's very versatile, and between 6 furlongs and a mile, it doesn't really matter what trip you run him on, he always seems to run to the good standard. He's also got a very good draw here tonight, right round the inner in trap 1, so he's obviously going to be saving ground. And it's hard to see Flight Risk not being involved in the thick end of the finish. So Jim Balder's Flight Risk, around about 6-1 this morning, is the each way pick in the 7:25.
Race number 6.
On to the 7:55 then. And my best bet on the card runs here in the shape of Corbus from the Richard Brabazon stable. Again, another horse who doesn't really need too much of introduction. He's a really decent horse once he's in form, and he often takes a run or two to just get the cobwebs blown out of him, and that was very much the order of the day at the Leopardstown on his seasonal return, when nothing massively was expected of him first time out, but he ran an absolute blind. In fact, he looked like winning a furlong out only to just get tired in the latter stages, but that is very much him. He often, like I say, needs at least one or two runs to just get him in top shape, so hopefully that'll bring him nicely on. He's run quite well here in the past, he's been placed here before. And he's also got the services of the crack apprentice Oisin Orr, who's attached to the Jer Line stable on his back. He's drawn in stall 1, so he can go around the inside and save a bit of ground. And a mile with cutting the ground seems to be his best trip. So he's a decent bet there in the 7:55.
Race 7.
On to the other big race of the night. It's the Group 3 Fillies contest, the 8:25, and I'm a big fan of Aratara, who just seems to be carrying all before her at the moment. She's won her last 4 starts, and she proved herself in Pattern Company last time out when beating a decent field in fairly decisive fashion in the end at Leopardstown. The one thing this horse does is stay and try very hard, and the combination of those factors should give her every chance of at least getting some more black type here tonight. Whether she's good enough to win, I wouldn't absolutely be sure, but at 9-1 this morning, then I think it's a decent each way bet to find out. Obviously, the danger could well be to Harlequin. That's certainly the market leader based on her run last time out in that Group 1 event at the Curragh behind 7th Evan. And, you know, we know that that form is probably some of the best around, because those first 2 or 3 home have tied in with the likes of Minding early on in the season. So, you know, with a good run, obviously, in the English Oaks as well, you know, she is a worthy favourite. But I'm going to stick with Ira Tyra. She's done me 1 or 2 nice favours in the past, and I do think Joseph O'Brien is very much going places very quickly.
And the final race.
Final race then, which is a very tough looking mile and a half handicap, but the one to keep an eye on here is Shake the Bucket from the Niall Madden stable. This horse managed to win at Galway last week over hurdles. A little bit of a shock win at 1 as well. I think the connections are absolutely flabbergasted. He managed to win on that particular occasion. That hence his 14-1 price tag. But to be fair, it wasn't an absolute total bolt out of the blue. This horse has been running really consistently well over hurdles throughout the majority of the summer jumping period. He's got some really good form on the level, albeit most of his winning form seems to come at Dundalk. But he is, like I say, he's proven over turf, over hurdles, so there's no reason why he won't be very competitive here. He's off a ridiculous mark here, however, compared to his all-weather mark. You know, in the dim and distant past, a couple of years ago, he's winning off marks in the mid-70s. So off a mark of just 50 here, with his confidence boosted the other day, and Tom Madden to take 5 off, he's running off a mark of 45. So I'll be amazed if Shake the Bucket isn't in the shake-up here in the final race this evening. OK, that's the Irish Racing Podcast done and dusted for Tuesday, August the 2nd. We do have another edition of it tomorrow. Thanks very much for tuning in for now, and I'll catch you all again tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.